Trust. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure proposing two units. Be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6,986.7 square feet, more or less, lying northeast of Dunbar Street, 100 feet northwest of Norwood Street within West Rehoboth subdivision. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on July 14th of 2011. For the benefit of council, I pass down a copy of the site plan proposed for this application. On the 14th of July, the commission did receive comments from the Department of Transportation and the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. The commission was also advised that we had received 2 emails in support of the application, and 26 letters and emails have been received in opposition, and they were received prior to the meeting. Richard Legetsky was present on behalf of the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust and gave testimony. Seven parties spoke in support of the application. Mr. Legetsky also submitted 20 letters in support of the application during the public hearing. 10 parties spoke in opposition to the application and gave testimony. All these comments are summarized in the record of what's before the commission or council on several pages of our report. One of the opposition, Mr. Stewart, also submitted written comments for the record. There were questions raised by the commission, and Mr. Legatsky responded to the commission that he was not aware of any restrictive covenants in West Rehoboth and that the project was originally started in the 50s or earlier prior to zoning jurisdiction by the county. On the 14th of July, 2011, there was a motion and a second, and it was carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration, and we left the record open for clarification from county engineering on the issue of sewer laterals and EDUs, and that motion carried unanimously 5-0. On the 28th of July, 2011, the commission discussed this application under old business. I advised the commission that the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division had responded to my memorandum of July 18th of 2011 by advising that through further review, it appears that at the time of construction of the sewer collection system in this area, there were 2 manufactured homes on this parcel. The county supplied 2 laterals to the parcel, 1 to serve each manufactured home. That as a result of this finding, the engineering department believes that capacity is available for the proposed duplex units and does not object to the conditional use being approved for this parcel. During the discussion of the commission, Mr. Johnson stated he foresees an invasion of duplexes and multifamily uses in the West Rehoboth area, that some of the opponents are operating business uses in the same area, and that some of the residential uses in the general area are actually located in commercially zoned properties. Mr. Smith stated that during the public hearing, he heard a lot of social issues addressed by both those in support and those in opposition, including property values. Mr. Burton complimented the land trust, but questioned whether the lot should be improved by a single family home or a duplex, and noted that the area is improved by both residential uses and commercial slash business uses, and that parking is a concern. Mr. Wheatley reminded the commission that they need to address those issues in the ordinance when rendering a decision. And there was a motion and a second carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration. So at this time, the commission is still in a deferral and have not yet taken action on this application. For the benefit of the record, I did receive an additional agency comment. It is from the Sussex Conservation District. It is in the form of a memorandum dated May 18th of 2011 and received on July 21st of 2011. And making reference to this application, there is 1 soil type on this site. The applicants would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and that it will not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. For the record, Hog got shuffled in the last few days, and my support letters and opposition letters are all combined, so I had to recamp. So I have a new camp, and it's up to date based on some emails we received and a few letters. I now have 24 letters in support as of this morning. I will pass those down rather than try to read them all.
Oh, yeah.
And I have 35 letters in opposition as of the same time this morning. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Are there any questions from council? If not, we can hear from the applicant, Ms. Gilmore.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Heidi Gilmore. I'm the attorney representing the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for the application 1905. Mr. Legatsky did present the night of planning and zoning, and he's not able to be with us today because of a family medical issue. But I do have with me a few of the other board members that are part of West Rehoboth Community Land Trust, and Beth Doty is here as a board member. We also have Kevin McKinney. So I'm going to do my presentation in two parts. I'm going to give the presentation on the detail regarding the land use application, and then the board members will present some additional information about their organization. For the record, this lot 90, is almost 7,000 square feet. It fronts both on Dunbar as well as on Hebron. So it essentially has two streets on either side. The front of the property, Dunbar, is where the entrance and exit to the property would be. The land is zoned GR1. A permitted conditional use in a GR zone is a multifamily structure, which is what our application is. And essentially, our application is to put a duplex on the site. We had submitted a plan with the application, which is in the file, to show how we plan to orient that duplex on the property and to address parking. Before I get to that, I just wanted to state just what is the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust and why are we applying? And essentially, what the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust is established as its mission is to preserve, revitalize, and protect the future of the community, a community of what we call West Rehoboth. And part of what they do is to actively work with homeowners that are there to improve the area. The Sussex County Council has recognized the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust and the Comprehensive Plan as a cooperating partner, which is essential for affordable housing. And that's why we're here. We're here because the application is essentially to improve or offer affordable housing. So this lot, we recognize, is an ideal location to put a family into a home. And we recognize the need for that affordable housing, and the way to do it on this particular lot, we feel, is for a duplex. So the front of the house would essentially be on Dunbar, but it's going to be a duplex. So there's also going to be another home attached to the rear of it. So there's going to be two homes attached on each street side, and you would be able to see what would look like the front of a house from Hebron, and you would also see what would look like the front of a house off of Dunbar. However, parking would be only off of Dunbar. One of the issues of planning and zoning from even listening last Thursday evening was how are we going to allow for parking on the site so that people are not backing on to Dunbar. And we've actually have been talking with Milford Housing. They actually oriented the house on the site for us. And they have looked at it in terms of parking and feel that we can pull into the site, have enough parking for the two structures, and the car would be able to back into an area and then pull out front ways onto Dunbar. So it would not be a hazard to exit, and they wouldn't be backing out onto the street. As Mr. Lank indicated, there is water and sewer in place that's available to the site. And the plan for the Community Land Trust is to have a homeowners association established that would operate the site. Whether it's rented or whether it's sold, the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust would be actively involved through the HOA to manage the site, to help the homeowners be homeowners, as well as to set some restrictions in place. The proposed use that we address is in the comprehensive development plan. and is appropriate since the parcel for which the conditional use sought is in the environmentally sensitive developing, growth area, which is identified as an area which is a reason among the most desirable locations in Sussex County for new housing. In addition, a permitted use for the multifamily structure and for growth in this area includes a multifamily unit structure, which is exactly what our application is. So we fit what the comprehensive development plan was setting out to propose. Our use proposed will continue to be a residential, as is all the surrounding lots in the immediate area. We don't have businesses there on Dunbar Street or in the immediate area. So if you look at the site plan that was developed in 1947, there are a lot of lots. But most of the businesses are over towards the commercial section. And I know there's a map in the county's file that does show some conditional uses that are in West Rehoboth. They're just not immediately near our site. This lot, as we indicated, used to have two manufactured homes on it. So it's not new to having two structures. The lot is currently vacant now. I don't think anybody can question whether West Rehoboth is in need of housing. One of the letters that's in the file, which was submitted by the Sussex Housing Group, which is a standing committee of the Delaware Housing Coalition, very accurately and strongly gave a great history of West Rehoboth Community Land Trust for what they've done and what they propose to do, and they also address the extreme housing needs that are there in the community. They, on page 2, recognize that many of the people in need of housing are living in squalid conditions, and so the families that the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust would propose to put into these two units or the duplex are right there in West Rehoboth, and we plan to improve the site and meet those needs of the people that are there. Not they have applicants that they've reviewed. And
you just say the people who will live there
in the community,
the people that are there that may need housing, are that's where the applicants are coming from.
They have to come from West Rehoboth.
They don't have to, but Mr. McKinney is going to speak to, you know, some of the applicants that are considered for these units, the people that are there that need housing. The use will not be a risk to the surrounding homeowners' values. We plan to place the Homeowners Association rules in place that will help that. We do not believe there would be an adverse impact on surrounding property values or other neighborhood uses. As the letter from the Sussex Housing Coalition indicates, that West Rehoboth is essentially walled in by other higher-priced housing and commercial parcels. And the risk to affordability is that the land values essentially will increase because of the surrounding uses. And it's forcing,
Sam.
It's causing the... excuse me, land prices to increase so that people can't afford to build or to buy because of the constant competition of other, financially able buyers rather than the homeowners that are in need in that area. The proposed site is located in an area which has been deemed to be suitable for such use under the current comprehensive development plan by promoting the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of not only West Rehoboth but of Sussex County. And the adoption of this conditional use is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. And I'm going to turn now to Beth Doty and ask her to come forward with some information about the land trust, and we'll present some additional information for you.
Thank you.
I am Beth Doty, and I'm a member of the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. I've been on that board for about 4 years. In response, really, to some of the misinformation put forth by some of the speakers who spoke at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting who live outside the community and have not worked with the residents to help improve housing and living conditions within the community, I would like to make a few comments about that. I also wish to be on record in favor of this conditional use permit for the parcel in question. West Rehoboth Community Land Trust mission is to improve the housing conditions there, to expand decent and affordable housing, and improve living conditions for the people living in the community of West Rehoboth. Our board consists of four long-term residents who live in West Rehoboth, and seven who live within the Lewis-Rehoboth area who bring varied experience to fulfill this mission. A revitalization plan was completed for this community by Nutter and Associates in 2008 and adopted by the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust and the Coalition for West Rehoboth in February of 2009. David Nutter interviewed almost all residents and gathered extensive public documents for this study. This is a copy, a lengthy document which has been put together. It was reviewed by the residents at community meetings over several months and was held with over 40 residents from the community attending each meeting. There were several recommendations that came out of the study which have been used to guide the efforts of the Coalition for West Rehoboth, the Lewis Rehoboth Association of Churches, and the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. Improving housing through rehabilitation, acquiring lots to build decent, affordable housing for residents who are living in substandard conditions in that community was a top priority of the revitalization plan. Some have spoken previously, some who have spoken previously questioned the integrity of the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust by saying that we were trying to move other poor folks into the community, and this is simply not true. We have already focused our resources and energy on improving living conditions for the ones who live there now. In fact, the purpose of building two units on a lot is that the land in this community has become so expensive, and in order to keep the housing affordable, requires that we build two units. In addition, I want to say that none of us gets paid to do this work. We could do many other things with our time, with our talents. What drives us to work together for positive change in West Rehoboth is the good people who live there, who have fought the battle too long alone, and our belief that all people deserve to live in decent housing. Those on the board and many others have given hundreds of volunteer hours to make improvements in the lives of those residents. Another comment made by some is that it will turn into a Burton Village. Well, Burton Village was built with HUD housing, with federal funds, and is a Section 8 housing project. It does allow anyone in Sussex County to apply for Section 8 housing. In fact, anyone can move in and out of Burton Village. West Rehoboth, however, is not and will never be a Burton Village. Families have inherited that property in West Rehoboth over many, many generations, property that's been in their families. This is their community, and their hope and vision is that it will remain their community. We intend to help them see that dream is fulfilled. Thank you.
Beth, where does the money come from to purchase the land and to build the house? Isn't that grant money?
We did get one grant to do some rehabilitation through Community Action Agency, and we used that money to upgrade a lot of the houses in the community. Mm-hmm. That money, you know, was ERA money, and it's gone. We continue to work with community development and housing mm-hmm. in the county to upgrade the properties in there and rehab. The money for purchase of this and acquiring this lot and building two units of housing will come from, my hope is from foundations, Longwood Foundation, Welfare Foundation, some smaller family foundations who are interested, and individual donations, of which okay. We have a number of people who would like to do that. And we'll probably, we may come to the county for a grant at some point to help with this specific project. So we hope that you'll look favorably upon it. Thank you.
I'm Kevin McKinney, 21117 Laguna Drive in Rehoboth Beach. I am on the Land Trust Board, too, as a volunteer, but I also am an employee of the coalition. I was specifically hired to work on this revitalization plan to try to implement the housing and other aspects of the revitalization plan, which is community center improvements and crime prevention, playgrounds, and other youth programs. So I am wearing two hats. I am a paid employee for the coalition for the revitalization, and I am a volunteer for the land trust for the affordable housing. But one of the aspects of my position was to go ahead and to survey the community and the surrounding area and to see what came out of the survey as far as the response. We found that, you know, the original plan was 125 lots was set up there in the Rehoboth, West Rehoboth area. There are 54 households in that area. 28 of those households absolutely support and are living in different types of housing units in that neighborhood now. Of those 28 that supported us, 12 applications actually made application to live in this one duplex. So there is a definite need. And of the 12 that made applications, 8 of them could actually qualify under certain programs where they could actually purchase these types of units and become homeowners in their neighborhood. So we found that to be very positive. We also found 12 people were non-committed. They didn't care one way or the other. We found 14 of the applicants, and you've got some of their applications there that do oppose it. And their main oppositions from the ones that live in the community was they were concerned and were told that we were moving Spanish people in or we were doing section out housing, aid housing, and things like that. So they had signed off on some of those petitions that you have in your file. So we also have a mixture of social issues that had come up under the other applications in opposition of it, and some of that should actually be addressed because we are under our revitalization plan addressing those issues. We had very much concern about crime. We were going to be moving people into these duplex units from outside, and they were going to increase the crime that is somewhat supposedly related to the West Rehoboth area. First of all, that would not happen because the residents that are moving into these duplexes are people who are already within the neighborhood. So it's not somebody from the outside coming in that could possibly create more crime. And the coalition has made steps along with the county council here who supports our lighting, street lighting efforts. And we have received a $15,000 grant from criminal justice to install cameras, tag cameras. So everybody who's coming into West Rehoboth now will be identified and we will know who is traveling in and out of our community. We also received a $24,000 grant from criminal justice to help with our teen programs and support education and new programs for teen education to fight crime. So if we have residents who live outside of the neighborhood who are concerned about crime, we are proactive. We are stepping up. We are fighting crime. We do not want crime in our area any more than they want crime in their area. We had problems that we were going to increase trash problems. We have already taken care of our trash problems. We do have first aid trash now is handling our own, and we've been able to step away from support from outside our organizations to handle our own trash problems. Playgrounds. We were told that our children are playing in the streets. Well, many neighborhoods, children play in their streets. I grew up playing in the streets. But we do have programs in place right now where we are seeking to take some of the 73 open sites out of the 125 that are still there and lease that space through the land trust and create a playground space for our residents in the neighborhood. The next situation that came up was we did analyze, and a lot of our residents were concerned with property values. Will a multifamily unit, two houses on one site, hurt their property values? Well, that's a good question. There is concern and there is reference to cottages. West Rehoboth is lucky that they do have a beautiful cottage-style neighborhood, but they also did have, and we do have, two-story homes in the neighborhood, and this is nothing but a two-story home. It is not any larger, the individual units are not any larger than many of the units that are already in the neighborhood. But as far as architectural style and property values, the entire area is surrounded by high-density multifamily units. This council has voted and approved all of the surrounding areas as high-density multifamily neighborhoods. So we have a mixture. We have cottages, we have townhouses, we have two-story singles, we have two-story commercials, we have umbrella storage, we have other types of storage, we have churches, we have mother-in-law duplexes, and we have manufactured and mobile homes. So for anybody to indicate that property values would be affected by a single duplex to improve housing in the neighborhood, a new home in this neighborhood, is mistaken. And as Heidi has explained, we already do meet all the ordinance requirements, and the land trust has brought in and has supported over $500,000 worth of efforts to improve housing in this area. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That concludes our presentation. I'm sure we have some other folks that would like to speak in favor of, but if you have any questions for us, we'll...
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Good afternoon.
My name is Eleanor Whaley. I live at 19703 Dunbar Street, right in front of the site that the duplexes will be on. First, I'd like to say that I moved to Delaware from North Carolina in 1968 here. And I think I moved on Dunbar Street probably 1973 and resided there until my new age now. my mother and my father both died here, and they are buried here. I had two sons, one of which is buried here. And I am in favor for the duplexes for the simple fact is that I think it's time for a change in West Rehoboth. You know, for a long time, you know, I felt like a little mouse in there with everything that's coming up so around us, and you know, we got high rises here, high rises there. You know, I sit at my kitchen windows, and there's a high rise there. And you know, when we have a beautiful church is in my backyard, which is wonderful. But I just wanted to talk to your hearts right now. Like I said, I did have a son that was is buried here. He was 34 when he passed. And that made me get in a hurry, you know, to think about my community. And I saw all of this, you know, the land and people were selling their lands and, you know, the homes and the different things that was there when I first, my first sight of Delaware, you know, coming from down south, you know, my first sight of the ocean was like, you know, I never seen that. And so I just fell in love with Delaware. And this is where I want to be and this is where I want to stay. So when I found out about the different organization that was coming up that was going to try to help us save and to keep West Rehoboth there, I began to get involved. I got on the board. I'm the vice president of the Land Trust. I'm the president of the West Side New Beginning Incorporation. I'm also the president of the Beautification Committee, where we go and try to make West Rehoboth look better by planting flowers and trees and to bring it up to standards. I heard a lot of things that was said when I was in here in front of planning and zoning that kind of touched my heart about my community. And, you know, a lot of time, you know, when we talk about, when somebody talk about our children or about our family, we get on the defense. And it kind of, you know, disturbed me, you know, for some of the things that they were saying. You know, it's not as bad as it was there. You know, even today, you know, I have continued on to do, I am doing a peace march, a march for peace. My son was called a marching that was beat up in, you know, Burton Village. But yet and still, all of this chaos, I was able to forgive. I have gone on. I'm going on with my life, and I continue to do peace marches. I continue to go and march over to Burton Village, and we'll pray for that community, as well as we're praying for West Rehoboth, Kinnell Corcoran, and all of my surrounding neighbors and far-off people. That is what my march is going to be about. And my march is coming up here tomorrow, 8 p.m., Candlelight Vigil. We'll be marching over in Burton Village and talk about peace and trying to see how can we get along, everybody. I live in West Rehoboth, and in my final statement, I researched the word Rehoboth, and it stands for it's room enough. And I do believe that there is room enough here for all of us to live here in Rehoboth, West Rehoboth. I think it's a lot of room in here for all of us to live and to get along. I've also have my children's grandfather, which lives on Dunbar Street. It's three people that lives on Dunbar Street. That's myself, my children's grandfather, and it's one other neighbor, Evelyn Burton, I believe her name is. When I first came on Dunbar Street, you know, we backed out in the street. There was, you know, plenty of homes there, and no one complained about parking. No one complained about getting in and out of their homes. And I kind of felt bad when I heard that, you know, people was going to the kid's grandfather, you know, Coley's grandfather also was talking about that, what the community land trust is wanted to do. When he's 84, you know, he don't get out very much. I was kind of hurt by that, you know, but I since then have had a talk with him. And also I want to speak to say, what have the community land trust done? Well, my home was a mobile home that's right there. It was really literally falling apart. My electric bill was running from like $300 to $400 because I had rotting floors, and my bathroom had caved in. So when they came out with that stimulus money for the weatherization, my home was one of the homes that got repaired. And my electric bill went from $300 to $400, you know, down to maybe $180, maybe in the summer down $270, because of the condition that it was in. And even I myself helped with the weatherization trainee to get in there to do that work. And it will be the same way when they get ready to build the duplex. And I say, get ready, because I'm going to believe that it's going to happen. That I'll be one of the ones with my sleeve pushed up out there helping to do what I can do to help this come about. So
thank you.
I ask you for you to grant us that conditional use, and I believe that all is forgiven. And like I said, when my son died, I forgot it. I'm going on. I'm continuing to do this peace march until peace is found.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You live on Dunbar Street,
yes.
Is that right? Okay, and on the other side of this property, it's all wooded, isn't it? It's all wooded. You got a lot of trees and whatnot on the other side of it.
On the other side, mm-hmm. There is wood.
Are there any homes or anything next door there?
No homes. There's it's two mobile home and a house.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's
thank
it.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Yes. I would ask that you keep your comment, come on up, that you keep your comments specifically about the land use and the application that's before us,
okay.
Please.
My name is Latina Waples, and I live at 19719 Norwood Street, Rehoboth, Delaware. I'm not one on speeches or anything, but I would like this duplex, because where I live now, It's not the best, but it beats the blank, so that's why I stayed here. But I wouldn't mind having something, a decent place for me and my son to live in. And, you know, that's all I have to say. And I thank you for listening.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of the application? We'll see a couple more. Why don't you come up towards the front so everybody can be in the front row and ready to get up to speak? Yes, and I would ask if people not repeat something that someone else has said. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead. Please give us your name and address, please.
My name's Moselle Matthews. I live at 35704 East Atlantic Circle in Rehoboth Beach. From age 5 to 12, I was hopped from house to house, and I'm 13 now. I've gone from Westside to Burton Village to Ellendale and back, and all because the homes we moved into weren't very affordable. I've just moved to East Atlantic, and I don't really want to move again, but there are children who stay in a home for probably a month at a time and have to move again because it's really run down and they don't have anywhere else to go. And I think it's terrible, but it's the life they have. And I go to a program where they can come and you can eat breakfast and have lunch and you can make friends and have fun, and you don't really have to think about what you have to go home to. And we have transportation for people who don't have cars and can't get there. And there's kids who can't even get to school. And I really don't think it's fair that there's a person living alone that's in a 5-bedroom house, but a mother with 6 children is in a 1-bedroom apartment. And there's developments being built on the road near West Side, but there's nothing actually being built in the community. And it's not really fair.
Thank you.
Ms. Matthews, yeah. Can I get your first name, please?
Moselle.
What was that again?
Moselle.
Oh, thank Moselle. You.
Hello, I'm Nettie Green, and I live at 157 Buckingham Drive in Rehoboth. I've been a volunteer with the Land Trust and also with the Coalition. I do not live in West Rehoboth, but I feel that I live in Rehoboth, but I feel that this duplex and this doing this and increasing actually the land value will be good for our entire community. I also wanted to say that there is some, I got some solicitation by email using a resident's name that said, please, no duplexes. I have spoken to this resident, and the resident did not write the email to me. And I feel that this is significant. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Hi, my name's Randy Taylor, 35055 Zwanendale and Lewis. I'm the president of Fulton Bank, Delaware. I'm on the board, the Community Land Trust board, and I'm also a homeowner in one of the surrounding communities. And I work and play in the community. I don't get it. I've been on this board for a while, and I don't see how granting this conditional use permit isn't a benefit and a win-win for everybody involved. It's a win for the individuals in there. We've all heard about that. We're all going to hear a little bit more about them. It's a win for the community. It's a win for the business community, and it's quite frankly, it's a win for the surrounding communities. I'm a homeowner in there. I drive by there. I glance in there, and I look at somebody. He's like, "Oh God, how can we not improve this community? How can it not be better?" So, I knew if I went after them, I was going to get upset. But also, as the banker on the commission, you guys have to understand my frustration. I'm the rational banker, and I hear all these people talking about these are the things we have to do, and this is why we have to do it. And I stood up and said, "It doesn't work. That you can't take $100,000 lots, $200,000 lots, $300,000 lots, and make affordable housing. The numbers don't work." Unfortunately, for all of us, the The land values have dropped significantly in the last, 3 years at this point. So as we benefited from that as a land trust, and we maybe will actually kick this thing off. We can buy a lot for $100,000. We can split it in two, which basically allows us $50,000 a lot. The model finally works. We can put together affordable housing. The numbers work. We can rent it back. We can get grants. We can get low interest income. We can give these people a place to live. That's all I would say. But got to make this work. It's a win-win for everybody, as I said.
Did I understand you to say you have a house in West Rehoboth?
I have a home on the bike path in Lewis.
Oh, in Lewis.
In Lewis, okay. But I every single day I'm down here, I bike by and I look in there with my kids.
Okay.
And, mm-hmm. This is the seaside beach community. It's a win. I don't understand how the other people are going to stand up in here and Canal Corcoran and these other places and say this doesn't help the property values.
Mm-hmm.
What we have there does not help the property values. There's no doubt about it. Building affordable, nice, new homes and allow people to move in there and have pride and ownership of a home only helps everybody, including myself as a homeowner. I don't understand it.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next person, please.
Good evening. My name is Ellen Burrows. I live at 19721 Norwich Street over in West Rehoboth. I moved up here in 1980, so I've been up here like 30-some years. I didn't have a nice house to move in when I came here. I lived with my brother. Okay, get past that. I used to live in Burton Village, but then due to my income, I couldn't afford that rent, so I looked for somewhere cheaper. That's when I moved over on Norwich Street. Over in West Rehoboth. So I had to got me a little trailer because it was cheaper. But I would like to have had a better home, a more affordable, home to live in than the one I have now. I live in a single mobile home. And thanks to the land trust and the coalition, yes, they did some work on my trailer to repair it. It still needs more, but, But I would like to have that affordable house. Okay. There comes a time when, I don't know if anyone said this or not, because I know you said not to repeat what the other person said. There's time for change. In 1980, President Obama, he voted for a change. So I'm asking now, why can't we have a change in West Rehoboth? And if you ask us, can we do it, I'm going to answer myself and say, yes, we can, if we all work together. Now, when I first moved to Delaware, I don't know all the name of these little complexes, but Connell Cochran, Burton Village, Rehoboth Crossing, all that where this now was considered West Rehoboth. The YMCA over there, that used to be the West Rehoboth Elementary School. That was all in West Rehoboth. So what I'm asking is why everybody's opposing this application instead of approving. Okay, why can't we just come together and be, as they say, united we stand, divided we fall. So why can't the community come together and unite and build from there, and it'll be a better place to live. So I'm asking you, please, approve the application.
Thank you. Next person, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Gina Misrendino. I'm the facilitator of the Sussex Housing Group, and I thank Ms. Gilmore for quoting some of the testimony that we submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission, which is being distributed to you now. I'm going to try to keep my remarks brief because some of the points have been made much better than I can do. The Sussex Housing Group supports this application of West Rehoboth for a conditional use permit, and we urge the County Council to approve it. We have been a supporter of the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust from its inception. In fact, the Delaware Housing Coalition, which is our umbrella group, helped start it. And the reason we helped start it is because we were speaking with different grassroots leaders throughout the state, and we had a meeting in West Rehoboth, this is many years back, and when we spoke with Ms. Smith and several other of the community leaders, and asked them what their housing priorities were, it was unequivocal. We need affordable housing here in West Rehoboth. Our homes are being taken from us because the property values have become so high that some people are tempted to sell. They think they can live other places, but we need to be able to save our homes in order to save our community. So from that one meeting that evening, the community leaders, I mean, they did have, you know, very good technical assistance, but it was the community who did it. I mean, they were the ones who were coming out to all these community meetings, doing bylaws and everything else that a nonprofit does, and they have kept on. They've evolved over time as conditions necessitated, and they have a viable project in front of you now. I just want to mention the Community Land Trust model for a moment. It's a successful model for perpetually affordable housing that's working in many, many parts of throughout the country. In fact, I just saw some research yesterday that shows that community land trust owners have about a 1/10, I think, percentage of foreclosure as all other foreclosures. And the important thing is that the community land trust model preserves the affordability. Once a homeowner buys the land, the community land trust serves as technical assistance, and there's a formula that keeps it affordable, and everyone is apprised of this. We've talked about the excessive land prices, and that is the reason that the land trust has not been able to purchase property until this time. In fact, I was looking through some old meeting minutes, and Amy Schrader, a local realtor who has since moved from the area, was reported back to the group in 2004 that one West Rehoboth property had increased from $215,000 to $300,000, and another one had an asking price of $160,000. And even with the boom and the bust that's followed, the land prices are still exorbitant. Going back to some other facts and figures, Sussex has the highest housing purchase price of anywhere in the state. The median home sale price is $236,000, and this is close to a 60% increase since the year 2000. And that the gap between what a low-income household can afford and the median house price is $71,700. So that's pretty insurmountable in the fair market world. Furthermore, for the fair market rent, and these are HUD numbers, a modest two-bedroom apartment in, and these are 2011 numbers, a modest two-bedroom apartment in Sussex is $750 a month, leaving a gap between what a low-income renter can afford and this fair market rent is $286 a month. It takes two full-time minimum wage jobs to afford this fair market rent, and you'd have to make $14.42 an hour working full-time year-round in order to pay this same fair market rent. Now, a really alarming number that came out in the census information is that since the year 2000, Sussex County has lost 2,154 units, or 41% of its total units that rent for less than $500 a month, while it has gained 391 units, an increase of over 1,000% of units that are renting for more than $1,000. So the affordability, the availability of affordable housing is decreasing. We feel that building a few duplexes is very appropriate. It's part of any balanced housing plan as recognized by the nearby development Canal Corcoran, which advertises on its website that it has both single-family homes, condos, duplexes, etc. And that Sussex County in the comprehensive plan has already recognized West Rehoboth Community Land Trust as a group with whom the county should collaborate. So the precedent is already set there. And I just want to emphasize again that it's been the community. It's the people with roots in the community who are doing most of the work and have taken the leadership. And I think that the conditional use application should allow them to continue to with their efforts. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Question.
Yes.
Who's going to own these homes when you get done?
I'm sorry?
Who will own these homes when they get done?
The family will own the home. The land trust owns the land below, beneath them.
And you're going to be renting these homes out?
Or I'm not a member of the land trust. So that question would have to be addressed to someone else. But I believe that there's a possibility of a lease to purchase within the formula. But I'm not the person to ask that.
Ms. Gilmore, could I follow up with that? Is this model that's being used, will fee ownership of the units be conveyed leasehold?
It could be both. Right now, we're looking at building them and getting somebody in there immediately, which may be a rental. To sell it, because it's a duplex, it would have to be condominiumized, right. Which means why it's perpetually under an HOA. So it could be either one, but there are financial restrictions on creating the fee simple condominium. So we're looking at both.
So you're fixing to make rentals here instead of a... So who's making the profit here? Land trust?
They're looking to benefit the occupant of the home and not make a profit. They're looking to put the person in the home. They're not looking to create a boom for their own company.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking.
I was wondering who owned this, because usually if you're improving a property and you want, and you really call them homeowners, they actually own the home. They own the land. Mm. Now, it looks like to me this is not really homeowners you're fixing.
Well, there's a lot of models that are out there. If you talk to Habitat for Humanity, you talk to the Land Trust, they have models that are there that are meant to protect the homeowner from the rising price of the economy and many different things. So we'd be happy to share more of that information with you down the road. But
is that something we have to look at to make this decision? We have to know who's going to rent it, who's going to buy it? Or
well, that's all part of your comprehensive plan when you talk about affordable housing.
Oh, I know,
so the very people within your own county.
We're talking about affordable housing here, aren't we?
Hmm?
Yeah, we don't get into the ownership and stuff. We're looking at the a lot of the other issues. But
the reason I was asking the question, because there was some reference to rental properties and other discussions concerning the lesser mortgage foreclosures on property with this model, and I couldn't figure out why there was a potential mortgage foreclosure if it's rental property.
Okay.
So I was just wanting clarification.
Sure.
Good afternoon. My name is Joseph Reed. I'm a resident of West Rehoboth. I wear many hats in the neighborhood. I am a homeowner there. I have a family that lives there, and I also own property there. I feel that this conditional use is very good to our neighborhood because it provides housing for some of the same people who wash the dishes in the restaurants that you eat in, and also the stores that you shop in, such as in the outlet, who are only paid a minimum wage, who cannot afford a car to get to work. By living in West Rehoboth, they are right there at their jobs when they have to walk or ride bicycles there, which many people do. So I really think that this affordable housing is needed in our neighborhood. Some of you same people on this board I've worked with before on getting the roads in West Rehoboth. And I think, again, we need your help in West Rehoboth to get this affordable housing in West Rehoboth. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that was here to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am. I see you're the last one here for the applicant.
I'm Mabel Granke. I live in the city of Rehoboth Beach, but I have always considered West Rehoboth my neighbors. And the reason for that is because this is a community that deserves to survive. And one of the reasons that I have been involved and am on the Land Trust Board and have been since its inception is for that very reason. And I would like to remind you that we did have a conditional use approval on Burton Road. And unfortunately, because of the price of the land, we were not able to pull it together at that time. And now we do have that opportunity. And I do find the reference to duplexes as multifamily as slightly ironic. And I know that in other jurisdictions, I don't know what the official definition here is in Sussex County, but in other jurisdictions, a duplex is considered single family housing. It happens to have a common wall. But the way it can be placed on a site, you look at it and it looks like one home, but it provides two units. And as Mr. Taylor so succinctly put it as a banker, it's the only way we can provide affordable housing. And that is the basic goal and the basic reason for this application, is to be able to help this community have affordable housing for its residents that want to stay there and want to live there. And please, if you knew how some of them had to live in terms of the mobile homes, no one should have to live in those mobile homes. But those landlords, say to them, make a complaint and we'll take it down and you'll be homeless. We should be able to help those people find the alternative and find decent, affordable housing that they're going to be able to be proud of and be able to stay in the community where they want to live. Please help us do this. It's a promise we need to keep to that community. Thank you.
Thank you. And I believe that was the last of the persons that desired to speak on behalf of the applicant. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? I see several, and why don't you take the front rows now, and you can come up one at a time. Again, I would ask that you not repeat what someone else has said, and if you will give your name and address when you come to the podium, please.
My name is Frank Ruffy. I live at 15 Stafford Road, Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club. I also have a property on State Road in the city of Rehoboth. And I also have property in West Rehoboth. A little bit of back, I beg your indulgence a little bit, and I know you all have been extremely patient. I'm not another Muncie, but I have the potential to be, but I won't be. Okay, but I think just to try to give a little bit of background as to why I feel qualified to stand here in front of you, and that is I started coming to Rehoboth in the summer of 1964 after graduating from Georgetown University. I was introduced to Rehoboth by the late Norman Sergrew and an ex-mayor, John Hughes. And subsequent to that, my family has spent every summer after that has been in Rehoboth from 1964 to this day. In 1973, I purchased property in the city of Rehoboth on the Country Club Estates there, built a home in 1974. Our family spent the entire summer, my wife did, with six children, we fell in love with Rehoboth in 19 actually in 2001. We purchased a home in Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club on Surrey Road. At that time, I thought I was going to retire from my business. However, we had 911 attack on New York, and that just turned my business upside down. We happened to be in the association business, and they do a lot of traveling, and it was the first time in the history of associations that they had to cancel annual meetings. It had never happened before. And that basically shut my business down almost. So consequently, I did not retire. But prior to the attack, I did get introduced to West Rehoboth, and I saw some of the conditions that have been enunciated here today. And there were conditions that I don't have words to describe. But one of my intentions on retiring was to become and give back to the community, and I did get involved with residents of West Rehoboth and with what's going on. And to this day, I still am. But unfortunately, my goal at that time was to give my time and expertise to try to help these people be self-sustainable and take advantage of, quite frankly, what I saw and still do see, just the many, many programs that are available in Delaware, Sussex County, and there's just lots of things that a lot of these folks just weren't able to take advantage of. So it was going to be my charter to help them do that. But that takes time, not money. A little bit of money, but not a lot. Unfortunately, I was not able to do that, so I did what I could, and I have invested an enormous amount of money helping out families, and I am now a very vested landowner in West Rehoboth. Hopefully I can come out of it with not too much of a haircut. You can see I haven't got a whole lot to lose there. So I know many of the people that have spoken. My opposition to this application is not an opposition to the land trust. I think the land trust is doing a marvelous job.
Sir, if you don't mind, if we could get to the point, and it's concerning the land use application, we appreciate the history.
I just wanted to try to give some credibility to it. What I have heard, and I had a couple of areas, and as a business owner, when I look at things, and I am CFO of my company, Chief Financial Officer, I looked at some of the things here, and we've tried to qualify it. I'm not sure whether it's home ownership or rental that we're talking about, and I think that makes a difference when we're talking about what we're for or against. I was unclear as to the zoning. It's been implied with people that I've heard this afternoon that, in fact, multi-unit housing is within the purview of the zoning. I was not aware of that. I thought that was one of the reasons for this, that we would have to allow for multi-unit housing, that it was not allowed.
It's not a permitted use. That's why. Yeah, that's why we are here. Yes.
Okay. So. So I was when I looked at that, and then when I looked at also on the application the fact that the lot size was not correct, okay, that there would have to be an adjustment made for that. I thought just from a straight objective standpoint that allowing or promoting this, allowing this application to go through would set a, would give us not a level playing field for all the rest of the landowners that were in the area, including myself. It appeared to me that if in fact multi-unit is good and we want to do that, that I would have to come through a process like this to get that. If multi-unit is good and it's going to be good for West Rehoboth, then maybe the whole zoning issue should reflect that, and then all of us could take advantage of the benefits of multi-unit housing and make it a more competitive, give everybody that tool. Okay? I listened to the testimony that the multi-unit will not reduce property values, and I'm not sure whether it would or not. What I was just saying, as a businessman, if I had for my property, if I could put multi-unit on it, maybe I can turn that into something good along with everybody else, along with the land trust. But if I'm encumbered from doing that, then I'm fairly confident that the business model of the land trust is predicated on keeping property values low. And we have several testimony to that this afternoon. I think that bothers me. I don't think it has to be. I'm not suggesting for a moment that multi-housing will do that. However, I am saying that the history of the land trust in trying to execute on their model for home ownership, the expectations are out of sync with reality. The business plan to support what they want to do as a sustainable and repeatable process is not in place. I think everything that they want to do, I support 100%. Okay? But allowing for this one application, I believe, I professionally believe that it is counterproductive to a business model that can be put together. Another person in their testimony says we have to work together. I agree 100%. I want to volunteer. I want to provide all the time that I can and expertise to the people in West Rehoboth and the land trust. I haven't had a chance to do that up until now. My business and my family wouldn't allow me to do that. But I do have more time. This is much more of a priority. That's why I'm standing here today. But I feel, as a business person, everything that's being said here from a social standpoint, there's no denying that. I do believe, though, that for this application, the expectations are out of sync with reality, and there's no substance to it. I think from a standpoint of affordable ownership, There seems to be some conflicts with whether we're going to have ownership or we're going to have rentals, and that to me is a key point.
Excuse me. Have you got any indication that there wouldn't be additional applications approved for multifamily in the future? It's almost as if you're implying the only reason we would grant this is because of that social element. To the contrary, if we granted this, we'd have to do it based on a land use reason, and that could easily open up the door for more multifamily housing applications.
And if that were the case, my opposition to it, I mean, if I didn't have, as a homeowner, I mean, as a landowner, if I thought all I had to do is go to zoning and apply for it and I get it, fine.
Well, this could easily set a precedent is what I'm saying.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree it probably will. Okay? But I think that the way it is being applied as a business model right now, all of the reasons for doing it, okay, are out of sync with reality.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, if it fails, then the base zoning will remain and the conditional use will expire.
Mm-hmm.
So if the model does not work and the banker doesn't come up with the money or the things, it won't fly, and it reverts back to what it is, single family. But anybody in there that has a parcel of ground anywhere in this county can come in pretty much an ask for a conditional use to do what's not permitted by the zone. So we have done this many, many times before, and if this happens, it may set a precedent for people like that. But you just got done saying you're not opposed to what they want to do, but you're opposed to the business model. Well, we're not here to... We're not going to deal with the business model. We really probably don't care if we rent, if they rent or own. We're looking at how does it affect property values? Is it consistent? You know, things like that more so than these other issues that.
Well, I think it does. I mean, when you say you're interested in affecting property values, it changes what those might be in a certain future. It also changes what we have to do. That is, we, out of no action of being a property owner myself, I now have to change my business plan because there's been an exception made to a stakeholder that, if we look at some numbers here, out of 125 lots that 28 support it, okay? It's highly likely that the majority of the others don't support it in some way. And at the current time, the land trust, to my knowledge, does not own any property. And I'm, again, as a property owner, and issues being put forth to the county council that will impact my ownership, I'm a little conflicted as to how can this happen, okay?
You'll have to be conflicted, I guess.
Yeah. And your property near this property, this land?
No.
No.
Okay. It's the other end of the street.
So I think we've heard your conflict. So thank you.
Did I get your last name?
Ruffy, B-R-U-F-F-E-Y.
That one, right.
Buffy.
I have a hard time with names, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Okay. Next person that would like to speak in opposition, please.
Yes. My name is Pernell Brittan, and I live in West Rehoboth. My address is 19741 Norwood Street. And I'm opposing it because it doesn't create any jobs for the people back there. And the only thing I see it creating is problems. I got enough problems dealing with the kids running up and down the street 24 hours a day, all night long. If we could find a way to get the kids off the street first, I wouldn't care what they build back there. I don't care. The kids are my responsibility. That's what I look out for, because I know one day I'm not going to be here. So until we educate our kids, we're going to lose another generation to crime. If we build this back here before we take care of our kids, we're going to lose them kids to crime. And if that's what y'all want, see the kids in there every day, facing y'all, looking at y'all pretty face, and y'all tell, giving them 5 years in jail or 20 years in jail. Why? Because the community hasn't educated. Only thing they think about is building. Instead of building, let's help the kids first, and then you build. Until then, I'm going to be against everything they do until they come up with a plan to help the kids. I'm not for it. I'm for the kids, and I'm sorry, and I thank y'all
okay.
for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir, can I get your name, please?
Robert Paul.
Wait, last.
Hey, Bernal Brittenham.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to drop some things off to you, Mr. Moore, for the record.
First off, I want to say that I'm not against building property, building a house back there for the land trust. I think it's a great idea. I deal with this in a business in Baltimore City. I've been doing it for 35 years. I deal with subsidized housing. I deal with Section 8 housing. I deal with transitional housing for people who are drug addicts that need homes, they need place for their children. So I really understand this. I've been in the trenches of this. But putting in a duplex is the wrong way to go. If they want to put a single-family house in there, I'm all in favor of that. But I can't address everything because other people address things. But I'd like to address two issues today. And one is the effect that it does disenfranchise homeowners. When you put multiple family, and this is going to be a rental, I don't care what they're saying, there's no home ownership down the line that we know of. So they're going to put people in as renters right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. But let's do it as a single-family house. I think they, not only would the tenant have more control over it, but the people who manage it will as well. This definitely disenfranchises homeowners. We've got, I think there's close to 30-some people that this is their major asset, is owning a house back there. I mean, not their car, not their bank account, it's their house. So when you put in multiple family housing, it's going to decrease their values. So what are you doing? You're benefiting maybe one or two families here, but you're disenfranchising 30-some. So we have to look at it from that standpoint. And the other point, like I say, I'm not going to stay up here a long time because I know you've all been here all day now, but the streets are a major issue here. There's no sidewalks. There's no curbs. People walk from getting from place to place. Yeah, people go to work. A lot of people that don't have cars, they have to walk. By cramming multifamily housing, and like I say, if we set in one, you will open the door to Pandora's box to creating more of this for other people to come in. Speculators, they didn't want speculators coming in. Well, that's what they're going to get now, because people are going to try to find the highest and best use for their property. And what is that to making the most money? It's multifamily housing. So it's going to tend to be more renter and less ownership. I own the adjacent lot to this, and it concerns me greatly. I bought the property in 2005. I've maintained that lot. The grass got high this year, and the reason for the grass getting high, and I got a letter from Mr. McKinney about that. I spoke to the Attorney General's office back in, it was April or May, it was in the springtime, and they've been having a real problem with people running across from the new road, Hebron, and there is no parking on Hebron. People walk across, run across there at night and do their drug deals and run back, and he wanted to know if I had any sort of fencing in place. I said, I had fencing in place, it's been torn down. So he said, well, you can let the grass grow as a field, and that'll keep people from running through there.
Who said that? The Attorney General's
in it? No, somebody in the Attorney General's office. Okay. If you want to leave it as a field, it's going to deter people from going through there. One of the neighbors is going to get up and tell you that she has another way that she handles it, but she deals with it in the same way, Stephanie Shelton. So I want to emphasize, that was sort of a digression there, but I guess I really want to emphasize the fact that the streets are very narrow there. Putting in duplexes, people are already parking their cars on other neighbors' property. I mean, I've talked to Shirley Painter, and she says when people have guests over, they park on my property and block my house. I mean, you're accommodating four cars now. I don't know how they're going to do a turnaround. I don't know what they're going to come up with here. How are you going to turn around when you've got four cars parked there now? They're ultimately going to have to back in the street, and that's an issue, and that's not allowed under zoning. But this street is so narrow, you have to park on the side. I just want to read you this real quick letter. This is sort of a sentiment from an old-time homeowner back there. Sam Coleman lives across the street from this. He's 84 years old. I'm the property owner of 1964 Dunbar Street in Rehoboth. I've lived on this block in this house for over 40 years. He actually told me he's lived there since 1954. The street's narrow. It's a dead end. And the county has never taken care of it. It's bumpy, it's gravel, it's not wide enough for a car to turn around. People have parties in my neighborhood and it spills down my street and sometimes blocks the street. I'm not in favor of building duplex housing on such a small property. Besides, if someone does, someone else will want to do the same. I'm in my 80s and I'm also afraid that if an emergency vehicle tries to come down this street and it's blocked, it's not going to be able to come to my home. I think that's a paramount issue right there. People parking along the side of the road and blocking streets. These streets aren't wide enough to make any larger. It opens up a precedent for, like I said, it opens up a Pandora's box, because then every other investor is going to come back there and do that, and it's going to disenfranchise the homeowners that are there now. So I'm asking you, in the best interest, I have 35 years experience in this, I understand the consequences, and I want to bring up one other point. I built the first new house in West Rehoboth, and I built it in 2008. It's a small house. It's on 17,500 square feet. I could have chosen to maximize my lot and build a larger house, but I built a small house because I wanted to be a good neighbor. I just want to just... This is not the house finished. but I wanted to be a good neighbor, and I wanted to keep within the neighborhood. I also want to put this in the record, but I want to pass this around as well.
There you go.
These are the people on the block that are against this, and it's almost everyone, and we couldn't get a hold of two. We're not against building a house for people to live in that need housing. We're just against putting in multifamily housing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the next speaker, please. And Mr. Lank, I'm going to pass in this packet for you for the
Thank
record.
You.
Okay.
Go ahead. All right. Good evening, everybody. I guess it's evening now. Thanks for your patience. My name is Jason Abella, A-B-E-L-A, and I live at Three Wades Court in the adjacent neighborhood, and I want to talk about why the council should deny this conditional use permit. I believe that concentrating, and well, I believe, and studies have shown that concentrating low-income households and developments built exclusively for them creates social and economic isolation, and it contributes to the ills of our cities. It's important to consider the history of West Rehoboth, which was established by Charles Mills so that the folks could own something. And according to the Planning Commission meeting, I believe the gentleman said that they would be rental units. But regardless, I have some questions as far as who will be selecting the residents and what criteria will be used. And it seems to me that limiting eligibility only to those who live in West Rehoboth would be a violation of the Fair Housing Act. I'm not sure. And would the units fall under the Sussex County Rental Program, which is designed to address affordable housing needs? If yes, then this oversized unit would not accomplish the goal of that program to have fully integrated homes in the community that do not substantially differ in appearance. The community is filled with small cottages, and this duplex would be much larger and out of scale with the neighborhood. And if it is not going to fall under the Sussex County Rental Program, why not? I think my humble suggestion to the council is that one way to address affordable housing needs is the way that many metropolitan areas have around the country, which is to require builders to devote a certain number of lots to affordable housing. And it's my understanding that there are a number of developers who have preliminary approvals for developments that they're not building because of the economy. And maybe this could be a way to compel them to do that, you know, if you were to extend their preliminary approvals and also address the affordable housing needs in Sussex County. Approval of this duplex in West Rehoboth, which will increase population density by 100% in an area that, you know, dilapidated houses, seems to me a move backwards in time to President Johnson's failed Great Society experiments. And large cities have been demolishing these housing units, and, you know, it would be, I think that Sussex County should embrace the modern trend of integrating communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
You got an integrated guy, the white guy that's next door.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Douglas Earp. We have a cottage on 19750 Norwood Street. My wife and I purchased the cottage 3 years ago. The cottage we purchased was a basket case. It had Money Pit written all over it. But it was just what we want. It was a cottage out of downtown Rehoboth that had been moved there back in the 50s and had been sitting empty for a long time. We completely remodeled and restored it, landscaped it back to what it looked like back then. I am self-employed. I'm a big advocate of philanthropic activities. But throwing money into problems isn't always the answer. And I'm quite confident the Board of Land Trust would not advocate placing duplexes in their neighborhood. If building this type of dwelling is improving a community, maybe they should just start in their neighborhoods. There's countless ramifications associated with altering the zoning in this neighborhood. Parking limitations, obviously. Sewer water, I guess, is a question mark. But if the best interest of this neighborhood is paramount, I would suggest opening up Norwood Street to it butts into Hebron Road. That'll eliminate this pocket environment that we've got back there. There's only one way in and out of that neighborhood. You open that up, it's going to make a huge difference. Like Mr. Brittingham said, for the children. It would be phenomenal.
and you're going to create, or I'm sorry, you're going to dismantle this isolationist atmosphere. It's going to deter crime. It's just a win all the way around. I think those type of things in the infrastructure of that neighborhood are more advantageous to their money at. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
My name's Norm Mixer. I live on Wade's Court as well in Canal Corcoran, which is adjacent to West Rehoboth. I actually consider, I'm not going to go through all this information, Your Honors. A lot of it is just to show you some of the recent crime trends in the area, and that's what I want to speak on. I had a lot more to say, which I'm not at this point going to say, because a lot of it's been hit on already. Mm-hmm. My main concern is that increasing the density in West Rehoboth, especially subsidized housing, multifamily units, is potentially going to increase the crime. And I was a victim of a crime January of 2011. My home was broken into while I was asleep. Fortunately, I was able to persuade the gentleman to leave my house as he ran back toward West Rehoboth. I was also, about 5 months prior to that, witness to a man being beaten at the entrance to my community. I actually made the 911 call for him. And I saw four youths running again toward West Rehoboth. So what I did is I called Troop 7, and I just wanted to get some statistics about multi-unit housing from someone who had some experience with that, and I got to speak with Lieutenant Kraft. He has worked with many different troops in our state. He sounded very credible to me, and so I just want to run down briefly some of this. Currently in West Rehoboth, there is an open-air drug market. There have been over 600 overtime man hours so far in the last year, not including patrols by state police. There have been 30 felony arrests, 20 misdemeanor arrests. There was a recent crime classified as a felony with 30 people surrounding a car in West Rehoboth with deadly weapons. They also believe there is a gang war currently going on between Burton Village and West Rehoboth. And you can read through this. I know it's been a long day. I was really surprised to hear that the land trust has received over $500,000 in grants and that they have a crime prevention program, because with the volume of crimes, I don't know what's being prevented. I hear the noise from West Rehoboth 3 to 4 days a week. I called a member of the, and I'm talking about noise, loud music, sometimes until 12:30, 1 a.m. on a Sunday night. And I called one of the board members at the land trust and said, is there anybody you can put me in touch with just to talk to, maybe to compromise with on the noise? I was informed she doesn't know anybody in there, which I found hard to believe. But my concern is, with increased density, we're going to have increased noise, increased crime. And that's really where I wanted to go with that. I did pull a couple articles. There was a research project at the University of Kansas where they stated deconcentrating poverty is a national goal, and that Wilson did a study in 87. He identified the harmful effects of concentrated poverty as exacerbating chronic joblessness, crime, delinquency, family breakups, and low academic performance. My understanding was that Mr. Mills' vision was for land ownership. And again, hearing the members of the land trust speaking about renting or leasing out playgrounds, renting lots, I don't see how this is really going to benefit anybody. I'm not opposed to a single-family home. I'm in favor of a single-family home. I would love to see a new home go up. I grew up in Potnets. I basically have lived most of my childhood years in Millsboro. And I recently moved to Canal Corcoran. I'm very proud of the home I have. And I would be very proud. I consider myself part of the community. I run through there. I jog through there twice a day. I use the trail. I drive through the community back and forth to work every day. I have friends in the community. And I think a single-family home would be an excellent addition to the community. I don't care who they rent it to. I think it would be a wonderful addition. After all, whoever builds the house, I would say, would have the right to rent it to whoever they like, provided it's within the law. My problem is with the duplex housing, because I think that's going to concentrate
more problems in that area, and that's not what that area needs. I also do agree that opening up the road to Hebron Road would be an excellent idea because it is an isolated pocket if you've ever driven in there. It's completely its own little area. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next speaker, please.
Good evening. I'm Tim Waters, 37 Sandalwood Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Virginia. I am opposed to the multiplex housing. I would love to see single-family homes in there. I believe, first off, to make it a really great community, it's not going to be in a Canal Corcoran, but to have an infrastructure. All these streets need to be maintained. Things need to be cleaned up. I guess they don't have to have curb and guttering, but that street there, this is kind of redundant, but it's narrow. It's not adequate to go in and out of there with cars. I believe you put a single-family home on all these lots, it would be cheaper than building a duplex because the land trust, unless they're a cash cow, where is this money coming from? We can all approve duplexes, but at a certain point, who's paying for this? You just can't keep going to the government, to the individual agencies, and say, we want more money, more money. People aren't going to be paying for these homes. They're going to be renting them. That's not going to pay for these homes to purchase the land, to build the house, and pay the utilities. That's what I believe. Where is the money coming from? You can pass this if you want, but somebody's got to come up with an answer. There's got to be money there to back all of this. If there are 75 homes, do you really want to build 75 duplexes in there? And who's going to pay for it? That's a lot of money. I think if we could get by with just a single homes, moderate homes. There's a beautiful home on Hebron Road somebody just built. It's a single story. It's got a white picket fence in front of it. That, to me, is an ideal community. And I foresee going all through those projects with the white picket fences, the nice roads, and the playgrounds where these kids can play. That's about it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Stephanie Shelton. I live at 19711 Norwood Street. And I'm opposed to it. I'm from old school. I worked hard for my property and paid for it. And I have taken some helping hands from the resource center because of the times, things have gotten a little hard. But if you can't afford to live where you are now, how are you going to afford to pay for something else that it's not going to be yours? You're going to be renting. There's no guarantee of what's going to happen. I agree that you should have a nice home. Everybody should be able to live in nice. But I also believe that you should work for it. Nothing was handed to me. I had to work for it. There's not enough room, and some things up here were said. I lived there. I've been there since 91, and some things were said that weren't true, and I don't want to go into that, but there was a lot of tales told in here, and it's not right that you have to come and tell tales to you guys to get, what they want. And it is a very small lot. And like you said, if they can put a duplex on there, then why can't I put another mobile on my lot and rent it out? I think that would only be fair. Then I could have more money and do what I need to do, too. You guys have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Helena Bohata Earp, and I'm a property owner on 19750 Norwood Street. 26 years ago, I escaped from a communist Czechoslovakia, a country without freedom, a country where you were not allowed to have dreams and where decisions were made for you. Once I escaped, I spent 8 months in a refugee camp in Austria. And then my family got the opportunity and privilege to move to this free country where my children can have future where you can have dreams and make your own decisions. 26 years earlier, with two little children, $90, and no knowledge of English at all, I started my dream. Today, we have five children, three with a college education, and a little cottage at the beach. All this is above any dreams I ever had. 3 years ago, we fell in love with this cottage, one of the original cottages from downtown of Rehoboth, which was moved here in the 50s. We love the history and the layout of this neighborhood and the fact it is a single-family lots community, perfect for our family. We have done lots of work on this house, and we will continue because one day this will be passed on to our children. Putting a duplex in will change the structure and the character of this community. If there is a help available for this area, why not something that will benefit all the people that need it, not just a few lucky ones? I believe this could be done without changing the character of this little historic community and possibly decreasing value of all our already existing structures in this neighborhood. I came a long way and worked really hard to live my dream. And please hear me and let me be part of this decision, and don't make one for me. Thank you.
Thank you. But now, was there anyone else that wanted to speak on behalf or in opposition? Seeing none at this point, we'll close the public hearing on this matter. And because it was deferred by Planning and Zoning, Mr. President, we will need to do likewise.
Make a motion, we defer.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer. Any question? And the public hearing is closed. Public comments closed. Any question on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phelps.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Oh, that's okay.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Any motion to adjourn? Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver to adjourn. Any question on the motion?
Yes.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
They should have worked their way down
Wilson. That end. I vote yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you all.